Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Every year, somewhere between 1,500 and 1,600 students fail to graduate from high schools in Montana. But that's okay. At least most of them graduated, right? Wrong. Most of us would say that's completely unacceptable. Most of us would demand that those 1,500 kids get as good an education as everyone else. This week, Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau released her report on Montana's public school dropout rates. For those of us who are policy wonks, it makes for fascinating reading. According to this report, the economy of Montana would see a combination of crime reduction savings and additional revenue of about $19.6 million each year if the male high school graduation rate increased by just 5%. The report goes on to state, almost 30% of Montana high school dropouts meet the federal definition of low income, which is twice the rate of high school graduates. My question is this, why aren't we offering some options to those kids who drop out? Why don't we give them the chance to try something different? For the past 2 weeks, the Montana Education Establishment has sent out press release after press release, raking the Montana Family Foundation over the coals because we support school choice. They've even gone so far as to say we want to destroy the public school system. Nothing could be further from the truth. We simply look at numbers like those mentioned above, declare them unacceptable, and look for workable solutions. Montana's one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice. Other states are leaving us in the dust, and it's time that that changed. Montana's public schools serve most students just fine, 85% of them according to the report. But there are unquestionably some students that are not being well served. They're in danger of dropping out, and it's those students who are the best argument for school choice. Seeing that nearly 15% of Montana high school students don't graduate in 4 years, there will be a certain faction in the legislature who will propose the same old solutions that have been tried for years. Put more money into the current system. Force kids to stay in the current system longer. But there's an old saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. My question is, if we want real change in the lives of these kids, why not try something different? Why not try the solutions that are already working in other states? One example is public charter schools. They're already working well in 42 states. If there's a young man who's failing in the public schools and just needs a different environment, a charter school could offer it to him. The way charter schools work is that a group of citizens, maybe a trade union or a local community college or even a local public school district, can gather together for the purpose of forming a school that works differently. They may focus on the arts or technology or the trades, but all provide a solid core curriculum. Once the new school passes all the important regulatory hurdles, the local school board can fund it and they begin helping students succeed. Charter schools are working well in almost every other state in America, and presidents as different as George Bush and Barack Obama both favor them. Why? Because they work and they help kids. And yet Montana remains one of only 8 states in the nation where parents and students aren't even allowed to try the option that's working in another state. When 1,500 to 1,600 students regularly fail to graduate, it's time to set aside ideology and special interest group politics. It's time to stop doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's time to look for real solutions, and alternatives like public charter schools would be a good place to start. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.